Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies in the lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Thursday night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs at 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 21.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Wednesday. A California man has admitted to making a hoax call that ultimately led police to fatally shoot a Wichita man following a dispute between online gamers over a $1.50 bet in a Call of Duty World War II video game. Tyler Barris pleaded guilty to making a false report resulting in death, cyber stalking, and conspiracy related to the deadly swatting case. The deal with prosecutors will send him to prison for at least 20 years. In all, Barris pleaded guilty to a total of 51 charges for calls across the nation. A man convicted of helping to beat a Salina woman with a chain before strangling and drowning her has died. The Kansas Department of Corrections says 30-year-old Joel Heil died Sunday. Heil was in prison after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in the 2013 death of 27-year-old Kristen Tyler. Details of his death were not immediately available. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The fire last Thursday that burned down a Paxico winery has been ruled as arson and is believed to have been started by the victim who died in the flames. The Kansas Fire Marshal's Office said this week that authorities identified the victim and alleged arsonist as 32-year-old Evan Jolly of Kansas City, Missouri. Jolly was found deceased at the scene of the fire that caused between $750,000 and $1 million in damage to the Wildwood Cellars Winery. Authorities say Jolly was not associated with the business. The Northwest Kansas Technical College was placed on lockdown yesterday after employees received a call about a possible active shooter on campus. Goodland police investigated the origin of the call and determined that the incident stemmed from rumors being circulated within the student body. KWCH-TV reports that the Goodland Police Department, Kansas Highway Patrol, and Sherman County Sheriff's Office all responded. Authorities say the incident was not a hoax or swatting call. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A federal safety agency has proposed fining a company in connection with the death of an employee who was working in a Hall County corn...
Field. OSHA is proposing penalties of more than $11,600 for Rivera Agri Incorporated, a provider of temporary farm labor. OSHA says the company failed to protect employees working in excessive heat. The body of 52-year-old Cruz Urias Beltran was found in a field on July 12th. A search had gotten underway the evening before when Beltran did not return from his detasseling work. A new report says Nebraska has the nation's second highest rate of children who remain in foster care through the age of 19. The report includes national data to assess how young people fare when transitioning from foster care to adulthood. The findings support that Nebraska youth are benefiting from the increased stability and support. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6-month warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
A traveling memorial, remember our fallen Kansans, is on display at the Marysville American Legion through Saturday, recognizing Kansas soldiers who lost their lives in the line of duty since 9/11. David Oldie, Legion Post Commander, explains what the wall is all about.
The time frame covers from 9/11 to present. It's all Kansas soldiers on the war on terror that we've lost overseas. It's pictures not only of their service, but you'll see pictures possibly of when they were just in their graduation yearbook. It is a very emotional tribute to them, as well as personal letters, notes from families or from the young men to their families. We're really excited about this. We're inviting all the area schools to come and tour this. We're going to have the local National Guard unit have a display outside for the kids to also go through and ask certain questions.
David Oldie, Marysville American Legion Post Commander, encourages the public to come out and support the event. It's absolutely free and on display through Saturday.
We'll have an opening ceremony Wednesday the 13th at 9 a.m. with a special guest who's a Gold Star father himself. Actually was instrumental in opening up this nationwide memorial, and his name is Lonnie Ford, and he'll be our guest speaker at 9 o'clock. And this will continue from 9 to 7. It'll end on the 15th. This is free to the public, and our sons and riders have paid to bring this memorial here. You can have a free will donation. If you want to give, you can. If not, you don't. Just go ahead and walk into the memorial and take your time.
Douglas Rocket Landall, age 60, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Rocket Landall. Mary Alice Weber, age 77, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Mary Weber. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and red hot applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember Our Fallen Kansas Traveling Memorial will be on display at the Marysville American Legion Tuesday through Saturday this week, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., honoring Kansas soldiers lost in the line of duty since 9/11. Remembering Our Kansas Fallen Traveling Memorial, 9 to 7 daily at the Marysville American Legion through Saturday.
Every floor should make a statement. That's why Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville carries the top names in flooring like Mohawk, Shaw, and Southwind. Discover Shaw's new laminate styles. They're waterproof, pet-proof, and worry-proof. Choose from a variety of patterns and colors, from light, bright colors to warm and cozy and comfortable, worn-in looking. You'll find the perfect match for your style. Owner Andy personally installs your new flooring so you know it's done right. Stop in today to see the collection and ask about new financing options. Feldkamp's Furniture opens 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, it looks like dry weather all across the central parts of the Midwest thanks to a high-pressure system, and we will continue to see dry weather over the next several days through the end of the week before another system moves across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some more wintry precipitation, like I said, as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, definitely going to see some milder temperatures finally, but it looks like another cool down as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear, low at 28. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, highs right around the mid-50s. Friday night, partly cloudy, lower 30s. For a Saturday, cloudy, high of 37. Saturday night, chance of snow. And that's all your forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November, 57. The average low, 35. Sunset this evening, 5:09. Sunrise the morning at 7:05. 22 degrees. Clear skies at sunrise. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 14th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey farmers, it's Jen at Alliance Insurance. I know it's a busy time of the year, but don't forget to add ingestion on your combines and headers. Do you have all your equipment and big trucks insured? Come by and see me or give me a call. Jen at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Trouble in paradise for the Warriors, and Le'Veon Bell is done for the year. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Kevin Durant leads a shorthanded Warriors team past the Hawks despite some locker room drama.
Thompson, near sideline, drives on Bazemore, feeds Durant, back to the basket. KD makes his move to the middle, turning right shoulder, knocked it down. Warriors up 7-108-101.
On 95.7 The Game, final score 110-103. Hours before tip-off, the Warriors suspended Draymond Green for getting into a shouting match with Durant. Green will return to game action on Thursday. And Le'Veon Bell's 2018 season is over. The Steelers running back failed to report before the 4 p.m. deadline Tuesday, choosing to continue his holdout instead.
Football at this level, there's also the business element. And even when we don't understand it, we're sensitive to it. So we're not shocked when things happen from a business standpoint, no.
Steelers coach Mike Tomlin. This is ABC Sports. The NFL is moving Monday's Mexico City game between the Rams and the Chiefs to Los Angeles.
What happened is a combination of factors. You have rain in recent weeks. You had a number of concerts and soccer games, events that took place at Estadio Azteca. And what happened was the teams had their own people go in to examine the stadium a couple of weeks ago, and they weren't overly concerned about the playing condition. But when they went back this week and saw the condition of the playing surface, they were tremendously alarmed to the point where teams did not want to have to play a game on that surface, and players were truly thinking of not playing.
ESPN's Adam Schefter. More NBA, the Houston Rockets hand the Nuggets their fourth straight loss.
James one-on-one, that's Harden against Lyles. Three-point line, step back, three-pointer, good.
On KBME, Rockets take it 109.99. This is Rich Cantu.
Friday Night Football, it's the 8-man Division II Sub-State Championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, Your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As Congress is back in D.C., both House and Senate ag leaders promising to take action on a new farm bill during the upcoming lame duck. While the negotiations are in the stretch run, questions remain on just how dug in the president is on the stricter SNAP work requirements for program recipients. Trump has blamed Democrats for farm bill delays because of their opposition to the stronger work requirements. The president says he wants to make work requirements in the bill a demand that some interpret as a subtle veto threat. But many food and ag lobbyists are shrugging off the president's latest comments. They're betting Trump won't veto a farm bill without the new work requirement if it landed on his desk. Bob Greenstein, founder and president of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, says Trump's threat to refuse to accept a bill if it doesn't contain those work provisions doesn't make sense. He said if he refuses to accept such a bill, the farm bill would then die in the lame duck, and the next Congress with the Democratic House would start over. Greenstein says the resulting new farm bill would be even less to the president's liking. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue applauding the proposed rulemaking from the Department of Labor regarding the H-2A visa program. The proposed new rule would require American employers looking for temporary help to advertise the job opening to domestic workers online instead of expensive newspaper ads that reach a limited audience. This is one of the first steps of the H-2A regulatory reform that was promised in May through a joint statement from the Secretaries of Agriculture, Labor, State, and Homeland Security. Perdue said one of the biggest concerns he hears about from farmers during his travels around the country is the shortage of legal farm labor. He said our farmers and ranchers are the most productive in the world, and they want to obey immigration law. And when American workers aren't available, farmers turn to the H-2A program that is overtly bureaucratic and cost prohibitive. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday's markets finished with the corn, wheat, soybeans lower, but the livestock complex was significantly higher. It was a mixed day in our futures markets, agriculturally speaking. December corn down 4 3/4 at 366 and a half. March down 4 1/2 at 377 and 3/4. December Casey wheat down 7 at 486 and a half. March Casey wheat down 6 at 509 and a half. Had a tough go for all the wheat markets. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat were down as well. Soybeans started okay, but didn't stay that way. November beans down 4 1/2 at 867 1/4. January beans finished down 5, 878 1/4. Each of the later months was down by 4 or 5 cents or more. The products were well off the mark as well. December soybean meal down $1.70 at 303.90. January down 170 at 305.80. December soy oil 16 points lower at 27.55. January down 16 points at 27.73. So not a good look across the soy complex. Corn, Kansas City wheat struggled on the day. We had a sharply mixed start in livestock, but things evened out and finished strong. December live cattle up 45 at 115.37. February up 75 at 118.75. Later months were all in the green. November feeder cattle up 60 at 148.97. January feeders up 3 1/4 at 146.97. Each of the later months up by more than a dollar, some by more than two. So a very strong day for feeder cattle. Hogs ironed themselves out, and the early contracts finished well. December hogs up 75 at 57.30. February hogs up 65 at 62.17. Now, we did see some pressure in some of the months around the corner, but early on, hogs looked good as we finished up the day. And cotton had kind of a tough day on Tuesday. December cotton down 52 at 75.86. March down 59 at 77.66. A mixed day on Tuesday as far as the ag numbers are concerned. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The EPA recently issued new guidelines regarding the use of dicamba. One expert is not too impressed. You'll hear from him after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Recently, the EPA announced it is extending the registration of dicamba for 2 more years for over-the-top use to control weeds in fields of cotton and soybean plants that are genetically engineered to resist dicamba. The extension includes new label updates that place additional restrictions on how dicamba is used, because there have been problems with drift. Dr. Bob Hartzler is a professor of agronomy and an extension weed specialist at Iowa State University and talks about these new rules.
Yeah, so they have several changes. Unfortunately, in my opinion, most of them really don't address one of the big issues, and that is the potential for volatility. And volatility is associated with products that have a relatively high vapor pressure, so that after the herbicide lands on the target, it can evaporate and then move off the field. And so why this is so difficult to manage is the applicator can do everything correct during their application to minimize off-target movement. But if the conditions favor volatility, they can still have problems. And what EPA chose to do was slightly restrict the application window to try to minimize those late season applications with higher temperatures. But essentially what they did was put a restriction for limiting applications in soybeans until 45 days after planting. The majority of applications are already made within 45 days after planting. They did shorten the growth stage restriction. So previously, the dicamba could be applied up to and including the R1 stage of soybeans. So that'd be when the soybeans first start flowering. Now the restriction is the dicamba has to be applied prior to the R1 stage, but that's only a 3 or 4 day difference. So in my mind, it's pretty insignificant. So it's those late applications that have the risk of off-target movement, and the new restrictions don't address that.
More about why Dr. Bob Hartzler is concerned about the new EPA rules for dicamba tomorrow. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, November 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. We will have over 100 choice reputation calf-fed vaccinated Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred, and the balance will be red Angus bulls for February to April calving. We'll have 50 choice black and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have Angus sired September-October calves beside. We'll have over 250 fall calving black-white face and red Angus and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 years older with September and October calves. We'll have 250 black-white face and red Angus and crossbred cows. They'll be 3 years older. They'll start calving February through March. We'll also be selling 4 Angus and balancer bulls 18 to 24 months of age. These bred cows and pairs are all from local consigners. They'll be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held this Wednesday, November 14th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine, but 22 degrees, chilly this morning. Highs around 40 on tap. Gradual warm-up continues.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The National Football League has moved the Los Angeles Rams Monday night showdown with the Kansas City Chiefs from Mexico City to Los Angeles due to the poor condition of the field at Azteca Stadium. The league announced the extraordinary decision yesterday, 6 days before one of the most anticipated regular season games of the year. In a news release, the league said it determined that the recently resodded field at Mexico City's historic stadium does not meet NFL standards for playability and consistency and will not meet those standards by next Monday night. Recent rains and several big events at Azteca combined to damage the field. The Los Angeles Rams, who are 9-1, will host the Kansas City Chiefs, who are also 9-1, at the Coliseum instead. Kickoff time for that matchup set for 7:15 next Monday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network. Paid for by AARP.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Fort Hays State University landed 19 players on the All-MIAA football list released yesterday by the league office. Derby native Jose Delgado took home the Defensive Player of the Year honors. Dante Brown was named the Special Teams Player of the Year, and head coach Chris Brown earned the Coach of the Year nod for the second straight season. Cake TV reports six Tigers were also selected as honorable mention picks. Wichita State Shocker basketball action tonight. The Shockers taking on the Davidson Wildcats. Tip off in that matchup at 6 o'clock. On Friday, the K-State Wildcats will be meeting up with Eastern Kentucky. Tip off Friday night for the Wildcats at 6:30. And the KU Jayhawks will also be in action on Friday night. They'll be taking on the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. That game has a 7 o'clock tip off and will be played in Lawrence. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett.
Friday night football, it's the 8-man Division II sub-state championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Some ecologists are warning of a worm apocalypse. Is there reason to squirm? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. Britain's Prince Charles celebrates a birthday, and Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. on this day in 1851. The term worm apocalypse is being used to describe an alarming reduction of earthworm populations in farmland all around the world. While that may be a bit sensationalized, long-term studies do show a remarkable loss of earthworms where conventional farming methods are used. Overplowing and chemical fertilizers get most of the blame. Here's the good news. Less tillage, use of cover crops, crop rotation, and manuring can repair things in a jiffy. The revitalized, worm-friendly soil will have a healthier organic mineral mix within a few seasons. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there. Every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow.
DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies in the lower 40s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see warmer temperatures in the lower 50s, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Thursday night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see highs at 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 21.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
The new Chevy Silverado pickups are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company, including three 2018 Silverado 1500 models. They have a 2019